Hello everyone, my name is Paweł Wieczorek. I work with Colabora and I've been involved in maintenance of server-side components of Colabora's automated testing laboratory. Today, I would like to share with you a few lessons learned from that experience, particularly related to tracking laboratory's performance and pushing beyond the limits of the software that it runs. We'll start with some background information. Next, I will move to interactive approaches for tracking its performance, the lab performance. After that, I'll describe a few solutions for automating that. And finally, I will also share some thoughts on data generation. So let's start with the reason why, what brought us here today. Thanks to Remy's talk, we now know and have an idea of what LAVA is, what it provides for testing automation, and how it supports all these efforts. Some of you might also recall a talk given by my colleague Laura at last year's FOSDEM. Laura described in her talk how the lab at Colabora is set up, what its day-to-day maintenance tasks look like, what main challenges are while running this kind of laboratory, and also she shared some best practices. The key piece of information for us today is that Colabora's lab is a fairly large LAVA instance that is continuously growing. And together with high number of devices also comes high numbers of test job submissions to process, which unsurprisingly can result in higher load on server side of things. And that, in fact, was our case. There was no need to panic, though, at least not right away. High load means that the resources that were allocated for lab purposes are in use, and that's what they are meant to do after all. Interestingly, especially high load was observed on the nodes running database processes. And all of that is mostly fine until the system becomes unresponsive. This might lead to potentially unreliable lab or even unusable for higher level test systems like Mesa CI or Kernel CI on the screenshot, which other Colaborans are involved in development, maintenance, and of course usage as well. My first thought was to simply estimate what resources are required for day-to-day operations and simply throw them at this workload. This could work short-term, but it wouldn't really solve the problem. To do it the right way, a deeper understanding of the root cause for all these issues was needed. And by the way, this photo is from Polish IT Olympics, where hardware component throwing contest is held. And while this is hard drive throwing contest, which might not be the type of resource we needed, that was the initial idea. So, thanks to Remy's talk, we also have a rough idea of what main components for LAVA are, but let's recap them real quick. At the very high level, LAVA on the server side has two main components, a scheduler and a connection to the database. If we take a closer look, those are respectively a Django application and by default a Postgres database. These are widely known, used, and mostly loved software components. We can make use of several already available performance tracking tools for them. So let's go through a few interactive or semi-interactive ones. As trivial as it might sound, it is equally as important to start with simply enabling verbose logging on affected instances. This way, we get first insights from redoing user stories based either on direct reports from users or maybe Motomo statistics collected by recent Lava releases, or maybe some logs from Load Balancer, which shows us which API endpoints are mostly used by users or which views are most commonly requested. In case of Django, we get a few other perks. It's as easy as literally flipping a switch. Django for database also allows to log every statement executed on the database in debug mode, and it can be also easily extended with some additional profiling information. But even though there are all these perks, all this information is a post-action information. To collect it in a truly interactive manner,